Zogt war weg learned up Khafaim Bays and was going won't limit Kitanoi. We had a machlaikis, if Uber Yarch Imay Uber Laverch Imay, which means is it a separate entity or not? And if you mean a Zark, I'm Meshire. If I make the mother hektish, can I say the unborn child is chulin? That's one of the nafkaminas. So tomorrow, lema mishir mishayat tanoihi. Maybe it's chalikas tanoim. The tanoim learned in a brisa. This is the opposite case that we had before. Ha'imah shivchasai. Someone tells a shivcha, harei at bas chayrim, you are going to be free, but vlada eved. I want your unborn child to stay a eved. The loch is Rabbi Yosef Glili holds vlada kamoya. The Rabbi Yosef Glili. The vlada is like the mother, and it's free. Can't be eved. That it works. The mother could be free, and the unborn child, when it's born, will be eved. The pasuk says the isha v'ilada atiladina. So more right way just speaks out. How do you see the pasuk isha v'ilada atiladina that dvarim kayamim, that the mother is free and the kid is eved? How do you see the pasuk? Amarava no. Krala v'isa aglili. The ketani originally says v'lada kamaya, that the child is like the mother that's free. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Isha v'ilada tiladina." Bezmancha isha ladina. When the isha goes to the adon, vlad ladina. The vlad is to the adon. Sixteres kas what? Supporting himself on his pasuk. On pasuk. That's what basically he's doing. No, basically the one who said the pasuk also, not the rabbanon.
Oh, rabbanon.
Right, out of order. Right, the pasuk is going for that. So now, what's the mabir machakis basically and the rabbanon? My lab, how come ifagi? The rabbi itzi savar. That they're one entity. So if I free the mother, the you know her hand is free. So her uber is like a hand. It's free also. That it could separate the two. It's uber lav yerachimai. And if I keep the child eved, so maybe the mechaikas Rabbi Yechonon and Rabbanon is mamish the shala of Rabbi Yechonon. Like tomorrow, no. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. I'll tell you now. Kuli amas shirim mishara. Kuli amas like me. Uber lav yerachimai. So what's Rabbi Yosef Glili? Why can't I free the child? Why can't I make the child the Eved? It's two separate entities. V'alchayin time we don't cross. Xeris akasav isha v'yiladeh tila adenah. But without Xeris akasav echanami would be mishur. It would be two separate things, and I could keep the child the Eved. Okay, so that's not mechalik tanoim. Elavadei lemekahani tanoim. When I say maybe this is mechalik tanoim, Rabbi Yechon's shito with this mechalik tanoim. The Tanya, you looked at a brisa. We had this brisa before, actually. Hashoychet esachata. Someone shecht achatas in the base of Mikdash. We know if you shecht a mother, the child could be eaten without any shechita. That's a lacha. Shechet achatas and matzah ba ben dalad chai. You found a ben dalad chai. It's only usually takes 5 months pregnancy. It was only 4 months into the pregnancy, and you have a 4-month-year-old that was born alive. What do you do with it? Tani chada, allowed to eat it, but ain't achatas a zichri kuna like achatas. Ve'ain achatas a yom echad. Only keep it for 1 day like achatas. You have to eat it in the base of Mikdash like a chatas. But on the edach is not a brayso. Nechalas chal adam, anyone can eat it. Nechalas chal makom, every place. Nechalas olam, and you can eat it forever. It means that it's chulin. What's the biyar machlokes? My love, what my love? Tanoi, it's machlokes tanoi of Rabbi Yechonon. The Tanakama sava. We're going to read Rashi's girsa, by the way. Tanakama sava shiur mishayer. Tanakama holds like Rabbi Yechonon that. Shiure Meshayer, that the halacha is you could make it separate. It's not Yerach Imay, and since it's behemoth by itself, we're learning now that you makdash it after Umas Mu'abaras. Since you makdash it after Umas Mu'abaras, that's what we're talking about right now. Fidus Biyar Machlokes. It was makdash it while it was Mu'abaras, and therefore they're both chatayis. So what's the Machlokes? Tanakam Sovar Shiure Meshayer. I can makdash both of them. Umar Sovar. Shira ain't a mishar, but the Rabbanon, the Basra, the second Brisa holds that Shira ain't a mishar. It's not considered its own behemah, and therefore it's coming machmas imoy. It's coming machmas imoy. We're coming machmas imoy, and the loch is it's not chal de kedusha. So why is it chulin? Why is it chulin? Because it's not chal kedusha to have yos mei kedusha. I was never born this one. Therefore, never got kedusha shchatas. The loch is we haven't chalked before. It's Baviyos Mekadoshim. Here it's a regular Vlad Kachim. And it never was born. So that's the Machlaikas. Tanakam holds Shure Meshire. Ma'asava Shure in Meshire.
But they both
hold you Machlaikas. That's what's going right now. The Machlaikas is Machlaikas. So it's Machlaikas.
It's not part of it. If it's not part of the behemoth,
then it's two separate chatayis, exactly. And then I'll be all dina chatayis. But it doesn't need shechita because the mother was shechted. But
and according to the other mandam,
right? Although mandam,
it's one thing.
It's one thing.
But it never got.
It's a vlad kach, right? But it's not a vlad kach only chal when it's born. Yeah. And here never was born, so it's chulin. No. If we're talking about Kadeshim Luberes, the Kulayam be a Chatas. But here we're talking about a case where it was the surface Abra. It was Kadesh with surface Abra. Vahani Tanay Bahakim Efgi. The Marasavar Vladikach Bavyasim and Kadeshim. And therefore it's Chulin. The Marasavar Vladikach Bavyasim and Kadeshim. And therefore it has the name of Chatas. That's one mahalach to answer Reich and Moshtin. Rabbi Yisrael, we're like Kasha, can that the goal in the Kuli Alma Baviyasim and Kedoshim. And like Kasha, can be Kedisha, I'm going to go to Reich, of course. So like Kasha, can be Kedisha of Seifas Abra, then the Loch is it's Chulin. And can be Shinnis Abra of Seifas Kedisha, you makes it after it was a Sabra, and they're different both Chatoyes. So we have three mahalachim in this price. Either Mechaik says a Mashir or Mashar or not, like Reichanon, but the next two Pshatim have a Shtim both for Yab Reichanon. Either Mechaik says Baviyasa make Kedoshim or Me'ima Kedoshim, or Mechaik says when do you make the Hekdash? After it was pregnant or before it was pregnant? If you did it after it was pregnant, they're both Chatois. If it before it was pregnant, then has the Nevlad Chatas and going Baviyasa make Kedoshim, and therefore it's not Kaddish yet, that's Chulun.
It's not Mechaik, according to
the last Pshat. Yeah, it's not Mechaik, exactly. Not a Mechaik, 100%. Cool, yeah, it's not complex at all. Let's pick it up. So, the Mara Vaita, Mask Mara, going back in the beginning. We had a tiyufta on Rav Yechonah from the story of the Eved Kanani. Why? Because we assume Pshat Rav Yechonah says that when you makdish a behemu beres, that you can maschapper with both. We assume the reason is because uber lav yerechima. Mask of Lo Rava, who said that's Pshat Rav Yechonah? My time Rav Yechonah. In Mishur Mishai. How do you know if Rav Yechonah's Pshat is Mishur Mishai? Till my high time with Rav Yechonah, the Odom Mishaper Veshvach Hektish. Maybe Pshat Rav Yechonah is that a Vlad of Achatos, you could Mishaper with it. Because he holds Odom Mishaper Vlad Hektish. It's Machlaikis. And he holds Odom Mishaper Vlad Hektish. How do you know Pshat Rav Yechonah is as Uber Lar Vachimai? Omolah Rav Avnuna. I know, because Rav Elazar was the first Maisiv, was Rav Elazar. He was Talmid of Rabbi Yechonon. The first one of Omer Aleph was Rabbi Elazar, and he was Talmud of Rabbi Yechonon. But Yosef Kamed Rabbi Yechonon, he sat in front of Rabbi Yechonon and asked him the question. But Lo Yahad Lehi Shnu, he didn't answer him this teretz that I never meant to say that. I never meant to say like Shiru Mashiach. Vat Am is Talmud Yechonon Shavuot Mishchav Shvach Hektish. We see from the Shaka Vitayer, Rabbi Elazar asked him a question. He didn't answer. Rabbi Yechonon himself did not answer that. So we see Rabbi Yechonon agreed that Pshat in his own Shita was Uber Lav Yerech Imay. Doctor, one more Gemara before the Mishnah. And Mishnah Amar Reizu Shlomim Nimlach. The end of the Mishnah ends is like this: if someone says Reizu Shlomim, and it means both of them Shlomim, then he says, you know what? I want the baby to be Oyla. Too late. You can't change your mind. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Pshita, Vlad Shlomim. Possible Shlomim. Well, how can change his mind? El Kol Emes Bayu Nimlach. He can change his mind forever. Amar Papa Loi Nitzuchal Shomam Vsechli Dibur. He changes his mind Vsechli Dibur here. He was just like, you know, thinking about it, but he changed the word. You cannot change and the whole heter is only because you can't say two things at one time. That was the whole heter of Rav Yossi that said that it's both a chal because
you can't say two things at the same time, shouldn't you have teich
edibur? What?
If you can't say two things at the same time, shouldn't you have teich edibur?
No, don't change your mind. Say change your mind. Yeah, you don't have to change your mind. But here I'm saying two things at one time, which you can't, so I'm saying it one after another. That's Pshat Rav Yossi. We have Moshe's Kasha, of course, we have to get back to that. Okay.